well-intentioned advice, you know, life hacks about how to be more efficient, how to be more productive, how to balance, you know, work and life. But I found myself really wanting something more ambitious. You know, I wanted to know why we collectively decide to live this way. You know, with all of this work that's so essential for how society functions being invisible and unpaid. And more importantly, I wanted to think about how we might collectively live differently. So being an historian, what I did next was to try to think about how older generations of feminists thought about this question of housework. So I found myself looking, you know, to the archives of feminism, and one of the first places I ended up looking to was the Wages for Housework movement of the very poster that I had hanging in my house. And so, you know, at that time, one of the founders of Wages for Housework, a feminist named Sylvia Federici, who had founded the New York Wages for Housework Committee, was depositing her archives at Brown University. So I took a trip to her archives just to kind of look into this. And what I soon found was that this movement was a very serious movement, and it was a global movement. I saw the connections, the branches of this campaign that, you know, stretched across the US, you know, in New York and Philadelphia, into Canada and the UK, across Italy and the Caribbean. And that really got me thinking about this as a global movement that I wanted to look into in more detail.